Hi, this is Jeff Struss, and you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one daily news story well told. Today, we have the privilege of interviewing Nick Hall, and Nick is going to be sharing with us about his Good Friday Gospel television program. He saw an unbelievable response worldwide of people receiving Christ and saying yes to the gospel. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to want to hear about this. Nick is with us right after this.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Hi, this is Jeff Struss, and you are listening to the Charisma News Podcast. We're here with evangelist Nick Hall, and he's here to tell us some amazing news, some good news in the midst of a lot of not good news happening. Nick has good news about people saying yes to Jesus. Nick, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Jeff. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so glad to have you back. And we had the privilege of interviewing you just a few weeks ago, leading up to Good Friday and that Easter weekend. Now, you were planning a Good Friday television special. I believe it was your second year doing it. And you had high hopes for how many people you're going to reach. And I just heard the numbers, and I know our audience is going to want to hear about this. What happened as a result of that event?
Yeah, I mean, it has been just a incredible experience, as you said. I mean, all of us are inundated, you know, with bad news. It feels like everywhere we turn, there's division, there's violence, there's shootings, there's riots, and, you know, this pandemic. I mean, and it can just feel overwhelming. I mean, so many people I've talked to the last weeks and months, it really has been a version of trauma that many of us have endured. And, you know, coming into this year's Good Friday, we just were like, the words that we had were finally some good news. And so we were just believing that Good Friday is about good news and talking about the fact that God enters into our brokenness, enters into our suffering, that he bears our wounds, our pain, our shame upon himself when Jesus died on that cross. And this broadcast, I mean, it seems trite to say things like something going viral, but I just would say the gospel went viral this, you know, Easter. We had people in 186 countries in 24 unique territories watch and stream. It went out into 39 languages. This was literally the global church being mobilized. And we've seen over 1 million people. In fact, it's like 1.3 million responses to the gospel. And of the numbers that we have so far, I mean, that, you know, there's some people that were so desperate that they were calling in and responding more than once, but there's over 1.2 million confirmed people who literally have just said, man, I need Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. And most of these people are from unreached parts of the world. I mean, you're talking about over 1 million people in Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist nations that in the midst of this climate are coming alive to the purpose that they were made for.
Over 1 million people. I mean, it's almost hard to fathom really how many people that is. And I know we're in a moment now where you have, you know, you hear about these financial bailouts and trillions and these big numbers. But when you're talking about over 1 million people, you know, most of us are probably from cities where there's maybe 100,000 people here, 200,000 there. You're talking about a massive amount of people all saying yes to Jesus at one time. Nick, I'm with you. If we can't get excited about that, man, we are missing what God is doing in the earth.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. And I'm looking at a list right now. I mean, people that speak Bengali, 68,809 people responding to the gospel. People that speak Urdu, 46,863 people responding to the gospel. People who speak Thai, 2,781. In Nepalese, 524. You know, and these are coming from specific regions, call centers. These are all people who literally picked up the phone. 90% of these are people who called in. 10% are people who texted in their response. All of these people, I mean, there's a reason we have exact numbers, because this is literally, I mean, and I've heard from place after place around the world of how these call centers and these churches, and there's some parts of the world, there's 20,000 churches rallying together around these things. And they were just saying, we have never seen so much hunger, so many people seeking God, so many people turning to Jesus, you know. And my mom, you know, we all love when we can have our, those spiritual fathers and mothers. And my mom is a prayer warrior, and she's just like, man, Jesus is coming soon. This is what we've been praying for.
Well, Nick, I think there's a lot of Christians out there, I guess, especially in America, and it's hard as American Christians. It is difficult to connect, I think, to the global body of Christ, right? But as American Christians, I think many, many of us in America are discouraged, you know, discouraged about what's happening in America, discouraged about where they see culture going, and maybe even discouraged in thinking, will the gospel even work in this generation? So I got to ask you the question. I mean, did you present the gospel in a way that nobody's ever presented before? I think I might know the answer to this, but we need to hear it. I mean, how did you present the gospel? What were you asking people to do when they were calling in and texting?
Yeah, I mean, literally, this broadcast, and people can watch it still, it's up at goodfriday.com. It's a simple gospel. I mean, we were pointing people to the fact that Jesus alone came. He lived the perfect life you couldn't live. He died the death you deserved. And he rose from the grave. And there's this invitation to turn, to repent of our sin, of our selfishness. I mean, this is the same old gospel. You know, I like to remind people, you know, that this is, as Paul said, this is the power of God.
That's right.
Unto salvation. And I think sometimes we forget how powerful it is. I mean, it's like, you know, I think it's, you know, Aslan in Chronicles of Narnia, right? Aslan is on the move. And there's just this like fear and like realization that you don't have to control it. You just have to let it out of the cage. And it's like, we all too often, we think we have to improve upon it, or we question it. And yet it is literally, you share the gospel, there is something supernatural that happens. It doesn't matter if it's literally reading a tract. It doesn't matter if you're drawing with a pencil the bridge to life, or if you're the most eloquent preacher ever. It is the simple gospel of Jesus that people, they come alive to it.
I love that. It is the simple gospel. And I, you know, as you're sharing this, I'm feeling fresh faith. We have to keep sharing the story. We have to keep sharing the message, because the gospel, when it is presented, when we as human beings in our weakness, we just say, yes, Lord, we're going to tell your story. We're going to share the good works of the Lord. People respond. And obviously, you were telling me nations and languages. I don't even know where they're all from. The gospel reaches all people groups and all sectors of society. It's just so clear from what you're reporting back to us.
Yeah, and honestly, Jeff, I mean, when we got these numbers, I was so, I mean, it was a mixture of emotions. It was like tears and, God, this is what we prayed for. God, this is only you. Like, only God can take credit for something like this. You know, I'm an evangelist. Like, I want to preach. I pray that there's an anointing and that the Holy Spirit is moving when I'm preaching, you know, but I'm not an idiot. Like, I know that, you know, there's always better speakers. There's always cooler presentations. Yeah. I'm insecure like anybody else, you know, and when these numbers come in, it's like, okay, what's the follow-up? And and are these real? Like, I called some of these places. I'm like, hey, okay, were we giving away $100 bills? Like, what? Like, I couldn't get that many people to call, you know, that's like beyond my wildest dreams. And it's like, no, this is the gospel's going forward. We're inviting people. I mean, and I'm the one that made the invitations. It's, hey, if you know that you need Jesus, if you're repenting of your sin, if you prayed with us, we want you to call in now because we want to encourage you and help you grow. So these are just the people who texted because they want help and growth. I mean, there could be, you know, 100,000 or million more. And we always know that, right? That the seed, our call as a believer is to sow the seed, is to plant the seed. You know, we sow it. God's the one that brings in the harvest. But it did make me think, even this weekend, I was thinking about in Luke 5 and in John 21, there's these two accounts in the Gospels where the disciples have been out fishing and Jesus says, cast your nets again or cast them to the other side. And it's like, okay, we really have to do this. Like, we kind of know, you know, it's the gospel. They probably won't respond. I don't really know if this is going to happen. And then it's like, well, what happens? There is bigger catch than they can even fit in the nets.
Yes.
Right. And it's just this in awe moment. And I love in John 21, because Peter literally, like, as he takes his cloak off and jumps in the water, you know, he just yes. is like, I need to be with Jesus. Right. Only God can do this. And that's my prayer, is that there is this call that goes out to the global church saying, cast your net to the other side. It's time to catch some fish. The harvest is ready. Our job isn't to control it. Our job isn't to contain it. Our job is to keep casting the net.
Come on. And maybe, right, prayerfully, maybe we're in the beginning of that other side revival. You know, we've been fishing and toiling, but Jesus at this time is saying, you know what, cast it again, cast it on the other side. Nick, I'm so excited about the numbers that you're sharing, and yet I know there's only one Good Friday a year. So please tell me you've got other things in store, because obviously God is using you and your ministry. What are some things that are on the horizon that we might be able to be looking forward to as far as future evangelism events?
Yeah, well, we're planning a big collaboration, even coming up here in a couple weeks on the National Day of Prayer. We're headquartered here in Minneapolis. In fact, our office is about 5 blocks from where this Officer Chauvin trial is unfolding. Wow. And so driving into the office, I'm seeing people boarding up and, you know, getting ready for what's going on. I mean, just like every other city, I mean, there's a lot of people aren't there. And yet I'm just been so moved that where things are darkest, that is where the light needs to be. And so we're actually planning a kind of an evangelistic worship rally, you know, in the coming weeks, prayer march, crying out to God. And really just not only just in Minneapolis, I just believe that wherever the things are hard, like that's where the church needs to be. Like we need to be in the heart of where difficulty is, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Like he is the one who binds up broken hearts. He is the one that sets the captives free. And our God is a God of righteousness and justice. And so, you know, that's really what's right in front of us. But then even in the fall and in the summer, I should say in the summer, we're doing a ton of groundwork across the country. And in the fall, when campuses are coming back, especially in the South, in America, we have rallies planned, not only in America, but also some rallies planned in different European nations where we can gather, because we just feel such an urgency that in all this isolation and all these mental health crises, like we just believe that Jesus, like all of this can be used for what I believe is the greatest season of harvest that we've ever seen. And so we are just saying, man, how are we going to be aggressive sharing the gospel, rallying believers to share the gospel, and just getting around lost young people, especially, is our heart. I mean, we really believe for millennials and Gen Z that this great cause generation that we see marching and even sometimes a part of destructive behavior, I see all of that and say, imagine what will happen when that generation is awakened to the reality of Jesus. Like the world will be changed. And so we are after them. We are going for it. And then even Christmas again, like we're going to do another massive global outreach. In fact, you know, the people in a lot of the Asian countries, they said this, they're reporting to me, like, imagine this. They're saying, you know, hey, we had 118,000 people, 432 respond to the gospel. But if you want to do something really big, we have to plan something for Christmas. And I'm thinking, if we want to plan something big, you just told me over 100,000 people responded to the gospel. And the reason was, they said, listen, Nick, in our countries, nobody knows what Easter is. Like, it means nothing. You know, there is no talk. They don't know who Jesus is. They don't even have an Easter bunny. You know, it's not a holiday. Yeah. But Christmas, everybody knows Christmas, and there's curiosity around Christmas.
Wow.
And so anyway, I'm like, okay, well, let us kind of, you know, get over the aftershock of how are we going to follow up on a million people. But, you know, then let's gather and let's pray for God to rally the right resources together. And then what can happen? But I do believe we're living in a harvest moment, and man, it is time to rally the global church to say, man, it's time to share the gospel.
That's
it's time. And for those even listening, you may have a brother or a sister or a son or daughter or a neighbor, and you may have kind of been writing them off. And I just want to be the voice of God in your life right now to say, his arm is not too short to say,
that's right,
this could be the exact moment. It could just be one more time, one more prayer. And you never know. I mean, God can do it in a second.
Nick, you're right where I was feeling led to go. Could you just pray for our listeners? Because I know there's somebody out there that they have fresh hope right now. Because of what you shared, they said, you know what, maybe I'm not the most eloquent speaker. Maybe I couldn't get on TV, but you know what, I can share the story of Jesus. Could you just say a prayer for our listeners? And then I want to make sure they know how to connect with you. So if you could pray for them, that would be amazing.
Yeah, love it. Let's just pray right now. God, we invite you to invade every one of us as we hear. God, we just invite you to invade us through the power of the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you that where you show up, everything changes. And so we invite your change in our lives. God, would you change, God, from sinfulness? God, would you bring us change as we repent, God? We believe in you, God. Lord, we pray where there's been a lack of faith, where there's been complacency, God, where there's been, Lord, even putting our hope in things that won't satisfy. God, we renew our joy, God, and we thank you, Jesus, that you are the author and the perfecter of our faith. And so give us belief right now, God. God, let it rise up, Lord, that we feel that holy unction that only comes from you. God, that you would give us power and boldness that you promised in the book of Acts to the disciples when you said you will receive power to be my witnesses. God, we know that that's your promise, not for them. That is your promise for us. And so, God, we grab onto that promise that, Holy Spirit, you want to testify through our lips, through our words. And, God, we pray for the prodigals. We pray for the lost men and women around us, God, whether they're our family, our friends, our coworkers, our neighbors. We plead with you for mercy, and we thank you that the time is now. So, God, may we not overthink it. But God, may we just step, realizing that you are the one who works in us and through us, that it is all about you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a perfect prayer and a perfect way to end our podcast today. Nick, for those that want to keep up to date with you, with what you're doing and how they can get involved, where do they go?
Yeah, pulse.org is our website. And then social media, just look up Nick Hall or Nick Hall Pulse. And yeah, we'd love to just be an encouragement and a resource to keep people motivated. Man, this is all hands on deck. We need all of us.
Come on. Yes, it is. Amazing. Well, listen, you've been listening to Evangelist Nick Hall reporting over a million people receiving Christ over his Good Friday television program. We're rejoicing with you, Nick, and thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Hey, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. God bless. You've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. God bless.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.